Welcome
hey.
To Good Better Bet surprise episode. It's Monday.
MLK Day.
MLK Day. And special episode because there's 700 NBA games today.
And we have to bet them.
Literally every single team in the league plays except for two. I don't know why they don't play today.
Probably because Luka Doncic is Slovenian.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up. So Connor and I, we went through all the games.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise MLK episode.
I have to do it.
Brought to you by FanDuel.com/McAfee. Have to do it. So many games. Starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. So many games.
Love it. I'm excited.
We got picks. I mean, we thought about picking every single game, but then we're like, no, let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
Let's just pick winners.
Yes, exactly.
Let's just pick winners.
And that's what we did.
So let's. You want to roll through the games?
Let's roll through them.
This is the Good Better Bets Surprise MLK Edition.
Ow.
Winners only.
Winners only.
NBA. Good to go.
Free money.
Pistons at Wizards. You got anything?
I got the over of 233. The Wizards are fifth in the league in scoring, second in offensive rating. Pistons are third in offensive rating, and the Wizards 29th in defensive rating. I like the over here. Points. Detroit just beat the Celtics. They're hot. Let's see some points.
Okay. I had a lean to the over here.
Okay.
But I did have a pick here of the Detroit Pistons +2.5 currently. Let's go. All those. Detroit is number 8 in points in the paint, Washington 27. Detroit number 6 effective field goal percentage, Washington number 30. You know what, to save some time, Washington is number 27 or lower in all of these. Yeah. And Detroit is top 10 in field goal percentage, 3-point percentage, shooting efficiency, shooting percentage. So I'm going Detroit +2.5 at the Washington Wizards.
Love it.
And you know, lean to the over because Washington's defense stinks.
Yeah, neither of these teams like to play defense.
Detroit's not the best defense team in the world.
Nope.
All right. That's the first game.
Love it.
Toronto Raptors at Atlanta Hawks. First game was 210. This one's a 240 tip-off. Do you have anything here?
I'm staying away from this one.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm taking the Toronto -9.
Smart.
Let me see here. Let me see why I picked her. Oh, Toronto is really good at everything. Atlanta is really bad at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto is 17-6, I believe, with one day off. They're 11-9 on the road, so not terrible. And Atlanta is 11-16 with the same type of time off. So I'm going Toronto -9.
I like it. I'll probably jump on it as well.
Okay, good. Good idea. 76ers at Brooklyn Nets. What do you got here, pal?
I am going to take the Nets -1.5. No Embiid. The Sixers team is not the same. They just sneaked by the Knicks. And Philly is 6.
Snuck by.
The Sixers sneak by the Nets. The Sixers snuck by. Yeah, they snuck by the Nets. I think it was 90-87. It was a 3-point game. It was very close. But Philly is 6-14-2 against the spread as an away team.
Hey, I got that stat.
I like the Nets, even though Kyrie is a nut job and he sucks and I hate him. I'm taking the Nets -1.5.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because like the stats tell you to go Nets.
They do. They do big time.
But then like the Nets with Kyrie kind of stink.
And he might just wake up on the wrong side of the bed and not feel like playing basketball.
And then Joel Embiid's out. Al Horford is questionable.
Oh, that's big.
That's a big one. Let me check for an updated status. Updated status. Loading. Horford has a sprained left hand, is questionable for Monday's game at Brooklyn.
That's not good. And Jared Allen's great down low for Brooklyn. I really like Brooklyn.
And I am also going with the Nets -2.5.
Let's go.
And the under, I think.
Okay. Probably the smart play.
Probably. You know what? Yeah, those are just smart plays for that.
Mm-hmm. Take the Nets.
All right, let's move on. This is fast-paced because it is currently 12:30 Eastern, and the game started at 2 Eastern, and we have to do the whole episode, and then edit it, and then get it out. So it's kind of a process.
Yeah, we're moving, okay? We're moving.
I mean, but this is the MLK NBA special.
Yeah, of course it's going to go fast.
Whoa, surprise episode. Where did I leave off?
New Orleans, Memphis,
Nope. Bulls at Bucks.
Oh, Bulls, Bucks, yes.
I'm going to go under 226.5.
Lock it in, baby.
You going with the same?
I'm going under 226.5.
There's just all the stats point to the under here. The Bulls are a great under team.
Great under team, great defensive team. Bucks are the number one defensive rating team. Bulls are third. I mean, I typically am not afraid to bet a spread bigger than 10. But this is MLK Day.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
They're keeping it close. That's why I like the under.
Like, if you were going to take a side, Bulls or Bucks, Bucks is the side.
Yeah,
it's a side to take.
Yeah, you're not going to bet against Giannis.
But we found a better bet for you, and it's the under.
Easy.
So you don't have to worry about covering 15 points.
Nope.
All you got to do is worry about no score.
That's easy.
That's
just sit back and hope for no points.
Yeah.
It's almost fun.
It's a great time. Now to the game that you were talking about.
Here we go, yeah. My order's all messed up.
Pelicans. Well, I mean, they all start around the same time. This one starts at 5:10. They all start at these ones that we just talked about all start at 5:10.
5 o'clock slate, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pelicans at Grizz. Grizz are hot.
Grizz are very hot.
Grizz are a hot team.
They are legit.
They are a hot team. Ja Morant, that guy's good.
He is very good. He's like a better Westbrook.
I am going the over 239.5. I mean,
let's go.
These teams, there is no break. It is all gas and no break with these two teams.
Yep.
I thought about leading Memphis. Probably might lean Memphis as well.
Yeah, I've been betting them a lot lately.
But the over I hear, I think, is a good player. You're going the same?
I'm going the same. Pelicans are 6-3 point percentage. Memphis is 12th. Grizzlies are 3rd in the league in field goals made. Pelicans are 8th. The best part, these teams don't care who scores.
They don't.
Memphis is 1st in assists. New Orleans, 9th. They just like to put the bucket in the basket. The over is the play here.
Also, the Pelicans are number 5 in fast break points. Memphis is number 22 against the fast break. Then on the other side, let me get to it real quick. You know what? I lost it. I lost my stats, and I don't have time to go back.
It's okay. We're going over.
Oh, here it is. Sorry, here's the other side.
Bingo.
Memphis, number 4 in fast break points. New Orleans, number 26 in defending it. Okay. So, I mean, we're going to be up and down this court.
These boys are running.
We are going to be up and down this court. Okay, that was that game. Knicks and Cavaliers, I stayed away. It's just
I also stayed away.
Two worst teams of all time.
We say you bet them all, when you got 8 games at 5 o'clock and 2 of them are just throwaway games, stay away. Don't waste your money. Stay away.
You don't bet Knicks Cavs.
No,
you have no idea what those dog shit teams are going to do.
Don't do it.
I think we're in a disagreement here.
What do we got?
Thunder Rockets.
Oh yeah.
Thunder at Rockets. Simple for me here. It really is. OKC, best ATS team in the land.
By far.
They are 15-11 with 1 day rest. They are 16-7 off of a loss. They are 15-5 on the road against the spread. Last time that they played Houston on the road, they lost by 4. And then at home, they blew out the Rockets.
Blew them out.
You know, is OKC going to win? Maybe, maybe not, but I think they're going to cover the 7. So
fair enough. I am going to go opposite. Houston got absolutely spanked against OKC last time they played. This is my gut game. You know,
okay, gut game. You're going to have 1 gut game.
This is my gut game. I think I'm 1-8 betting on Houston. So I'm hoping this is the second game that'll hit for me. But you just got to think after getting blown out and embarrassed on national television that the Rockets will show up and cover this 6.5. I think that's why it is 6.5 to begin with, because they expect Houston to show up with a little extra pep in their step. A
little peppy steppy.
A little pep in their step. A little Westbrook triple-double. Give me Houston 6.5.
Okay. Next game was another throwaway game for me that I will not touch.
It's the Magic?
It's the Magic and the Hornets.
Okay. Get it out of here.
We're not touching this game.
Skip it.
See ya. It's out of here.
Gone.
In the trash, just like those two teams. Kings at Heat.
Yes.
Kings at Heat. Heat are -6.5 over under 221. Here's my issue here. Can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Let me talk to you for a second.
Hit me.
Heat played last night.
Yeah, they did.
They are 1-4-2 on back-to-backs against the spread. Not great. But let me get to the other side.
Oh.
There's another side.
Okay.
After a loss, they're 10-2 against the spread.
Yep.
And at home, they're 14-4 against the spread.
Yep.
So do we just like, hey, that no rest thing, we'll just
throw it away.
We'll just put it on the side?
Throw it away. Rest doesn't matter on MLK Day.
You're right.
Rest doesn't matter. You forget that this is a special day.
You're right.
Forget about the rest. They're not tired. They don't care.
No.
All they care about is winning. Miami 6.5. I think this is the one I feel most confident about.
You don't think Dr. King was tired every once in a while?
Exactly.
He pushed through.
You think Jimmy Butler is going to show up tired to a game against the Kings?
Nope.
Give me a break. Kings also just traded away Trevor Ariza, Swanigan, a couple players. They're still getting to know each other. Hammer the Heat.
Hammer the Heat?
I'm going to slam them.
I mean, I'm taking the Heat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking the Heat.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! Next game. What do we got? Oh, I didn't see this line because the news was just announced that Tony Davis is playing.
Oh, is that it updated?
I don't know. Is he playing?
Yeah, well, he's been activated. He's available if they want to use him. All
right, so this line was locked for me earlier. All I could see was locks because they didn't know what was going on. But right now it's Celtics +2.5 at home.
Okay.
Against the Lakers.
So it went up a point. Okay.
Is Tony Davis playing?
He's available, it said. It hasn't been confirmed if he's going to play or not.
We cannot confirm nor deny?
No.
That's why I stayed away, because I cannot confirm nor deny what's going to happen in this game. Did you have?
Here's the thing. If I'm watching it, it's got to be bet on, and I don't want to bet on this game. But again, this is Martin Luther King Day. We're not messing around here. I'm going to take the under of 223 because the last five games for the Lakers have gone over, and the last four out of the five for the Celtics have gone over.
Whoa.
Last week, I had the Warriors and the Nuggets, and they had the exact same combination except for the under. So I went ahead and bet the Nuggets Warriors under last week. They went on to score 265 points. So if I bet this over tonight after having the same trends as last week, then I will never bet on a basketball game again. So therefore, I'm going to take the under 223 because fuck gambling, and that's what you have to do when you get screwed like that.
Well said. Hey, well said.
Thank you.
And as of 1 hour ago, reported on by Mike Trudell of the Lakers official site, Tony Davis is going to play.
Oh, man.
Tony Davis.
I don't know if that's probably terrible for the under, but what are you going to do?
No, he protects the rim.
True. Oh, very true. Very true.
He's a rim protector.
I like that even more.
He's a rim protector. Let's not worry about that.
Yep, you're right.
Denver Nuggets at the Timberwolves. I stayed away from this one because the Nuggets are on a back-to-back, and they are the worst back-to-back team in the entire league.
Yep.
I bet against them last week when they had Golden State. They were against Golden State on a back-to-back.
Yeah.
And now they're on a back-to-back again. I thought about betting against them, but it's also, it's MLK Day.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, the opponent, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're not great.
But you never know with them.
So I'm staying away.
Yeah, stay away. Me too. I'm also, this is another one that I'm just hands off. No thanks.
Here's one where I'm not staying away.
Okay.
It's the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
At the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
You know, when MLK Day games happen, there's a lot of things that happen. A
lot.
And there's a lot of back-to-backs that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one of those back-to-backs is with the Indiana Pacers.
Tell them, Tony.
Indiana Pacers on back-to-backs. Let me find it here. Oh, against the spread. Sorry, I clicked the wrong tab, boys. Don't come at me. I mean, this is a hectic episode.
Come on.
We're just trying to put out good stuff for you.
Letting you know.
Indiana, 2-4 against the spread on back-to-backs. But this isn't any normal back-to-back.
Mm-mm, this is not.
This is at an altitude back-to-back. They were in Denver last night. You know how high Denver is?
Mile.
It's miles. It's at least a mile high.
Yeah.
And tonight they're in Utah.
Oh, man.
You know how high Utah is?
Salt Lake City is huge.
It's pretty high.
Yeah.
I mean, you take, I don't know if you've looked outside lately here in Indiana. It's pretty fucking flat.
It's pretty low.
We're pretty low.
Yeah.
And you're going to send a team from Indiana to two mountain games back-to-back?
Come on.
And then you got the Jazz at home.
It's basketball suicide.
The Jazz at home are a good basketball team.
Damn good team. They just got Mike Conley Jr. back.
Oh, that's a good basketball team. So I'm hammering the Utah Jazz -7.5.
Slamming the Utah Jazz 7.5. I'm going to parlay this
with
the Heat 6.5.
Okay,
That's how good I feel about the Utah 7.5.
What can you get down on a, let me check here. I want to see what you can get down on a Utah Heat money line parlay.
Ooh.
It's only -125.
Really?
It's only -125.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad.
I might put the Village on that. We got a Village parlay! We got a Village parlay! Think about it.
Warn the Villagers!
Think about it.
M. Night Shyamalan, the Village, think about it. We got anything else? Yep, Spurs at Suns.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, this is game like 19 on the schedule, and I got tired of doing research, so I stayed away.
This is my nightcap.
Okay, nightcap.
So I did like this one. Phoenix, they are 15-9 against the spread with one day off. Not terrible. But the Spurs, they are 3-14 against the spread after a win. They just played yesterday. I know San Antonio to Phoenix isn't bad. Phoenix just beat the Celtics. It just seems like the Suns are trending in a different direction. I like Phoenix 4.5. This is my sleeper pick.
Sleepies!
I don't love it, but this is going to be the game. The reason it's my sleeper pick is because while the game's going on, I'm going to go to sleep.
Go sleepies.
4.5 for Phoenix. I'm taking them.
Sure.
I mean, might as well.
I'm not going to argue with you. I am not going to argue with you.
3-14 against the spread after a win for San Antonio.
Tell you what,
is enough for me.
The MLK special day. Good, better bets pod. I enjoy it.
One of my favorites. I love it.
I mean, should we do another one? Oh, no, there's only one game tomorrow.
Only one game tomorrow, yeah. It's tough. But hey, Wednesday, there'll probably be a bunch too.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. When's the next holiday? We got President's Day.
Yeah,
look out for the President's Day special coming up soon. All right, this is Good Better Bets, MLK, NBA, special pod, brought to you by FanDuel.com/McAfee. Good luck.
Good luck.